The sound of explosions over Kyiv. The night sky lit up by flashes. City officials say Ukrainian air defense systems intercepted dozens of Russian drones and missiles in the early hours of Tuesday. Mobile phone footage filmed by a resident shows the intensity of the attack.
We heard it all. Even our windows shook. But thank God there were no missiles in our area.
My friends, my classmates and I, we heard it all. They were all worried, and one of my classmates' houses got hit. I think it's terrible.
The attacks came just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky returned by train from a trip to Europe aimed at securing new weapons and support for an anticipated counteroffensive.
We are returning home with the new military help, newer and more powerful weapons for the front, more protection for our people, greater political support.
No one knows when the counteroffensive will begin, but Ukrainian troops are preparing. In the south of the country, a mortar unit say they're ready but need more weapons.
We need armored personnel carriers the most, especially with the counteroffensive, because currently we use basic Jeep models which are not armored. An armored car would provide safety for our servicemen. That's what really matters.
Kyiv and its supporters hope that this counteroffensive will be successful. Since Russia's invasion, Ukrainian forces have exceeded expectations. Pressure is high, but the reality is that few believe that this push will be the last or will win the war. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Lviv, Ukraine.